I'll shout hallelujah every day.
It's a higher ground and God's favor is on you today in the name of Jesus. This is Hallelujah Every Day from my time zone. It's good morning and God bless you in Jesus' name. I'm that voice by the corner, speaking the word of salvation, inspiration, truth and faith. I remain your good friend and of course your host, Pastor Leke Toba. Child of God, we take a glimpse into the Holy Bible once again with lessons about David and understanding some reasons he was called a friend of God. Child of God, 1 Samuel chapter 30. 3 days later, the Bible says, when David and his men arrived home at their town of Ziklag, they found that the Amalekites had made a raid into Negev and Ziklag. They had crushed Ziklag and burnt it down to the ground. They had carried off the women and children and everyone else, but without killing anyone. Verses 3 of that 1 Samuel chapter 30, Bible says, when David and his men saw the ruins and realized what had happened to their families, they wept until they could weep no more. David's two wives, Ahinoam from Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal from Carmel, were among those captured. David was now in great danger because all his men were very bitter about losing their sons and daughters, and they began to talk of stoning him. But David found strength in the Lord his God. Hallelujah. Verses 7 of that 1 Samuel 30 says, then he said to Abiathar the priest, bring me the ephod. So Abiathar brought it. And then, shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you will surely overtake them and without fail recover all. Hallelujah. Child of God, those readings from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30, all the way from verses 1 through 8, is a story and account of David and certain things that happened at some stages of his life. Number 1, David cried with his men till they could cry no more. The lesson learned from there is that solution does not lie in tears. Have you always been crying about a matter? God is not moved by your tears. God is moved by your faith and of course your action. Number 2, the loyal men of David sought to lynch him. Child of God, understand that Hosanna today can imply crucify him tomorrow. Or let me rephrase it, Hosanna today can mean crucify him tomorrow. Learn from the story of Jesus Christ. Number 3, David inquired of the Lord. What is the lesson that we can learn there? He saw that solution was not in his own strength. David understood that solution was beyond him, but only in God. Number 4, he never knew how solution was going to come. The lesson we learn from there is that God has no format. I repeat, God has no format, God has no pattern, he manifests in different ways to solve different problems. For instance, when you study the life of Jesus, Jesus went about doing good. He healed the blind in different ways. Jesus took one out of the city gate to heal him. Using spit, to another, he spoke the word. To Bartimaeus, he asked a question, what do you want? When you study John chapter 9 verses 1 through 41. Jesus gave sight to a blind man by putting clay on his eyes and then having him wash it off in the pool of Siloam. In simple terms, Jesus gave sight back to the blind through many methods. He didn't rely on medical history, ancestral background, or the use of medicine. The tools that Jesus used are just spitting, touching, praying, and the use of the word. So child of God, understand that God has no format. He approaches each case uniquely. Number 5 thing about this story of David. He kept running without direction. The lesson we can learn from there is simple. God can take the crooked lines of your life. I repeat, God can take the crooked lines of your life, your past, your errors, to make a straight line for your destiny and your future. I'll take that again. God can take the crooked lines of your life, your past, your errors, to make a straight line for your destiny and your future. It is never too late as long as you have God. Lesson number 6. While David was running and searching, he stopped to revive a dying Egyptian slave. What is the main focal point there? In his pain, in his predicament, he never allowed compassion and good deeds to stop. He still stopped to help out another. In his situation, in his pain, in his predicament, he never allowed compassion and good deeds to stop in his life. What he did was to help the dying man, and he revived him. Child of God, the key to the deliverance of David and all his men and their family was in helping that slave, who later told him where the family was taken to. What do we mean? Child of God, never stop doing good. Galatians 6 and verses 9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. David reaped a harvest of recovery of good things. He pursued, he overtook, and he recovered all. The rest of the story you know. In essence, child of God, be good, be kind, be compassionate to the plight of others. Always make sure you treat people better than the way you met them. And like the mission statement of our podcast, it implies touching lives for a positive impact and change. Child of God, Bible says, Jesus, anywhere he went, he was doing good. Make sure you do good. Make sure you improve the lot of people. Are there good deeds to your name? Or people prefer to run away from you? Are you bad news to them or good news? This is food for thought for you and I today. Child of God, even as you prepare to launch out, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I cover your family with the blood of Jesus. As you step out, favor, mercy, open heavens are yours in Jesus' name. You'll be blessed everywhere the sole of your feet shall tread upon. I decree in the name of Jesus, people will go out of their way in order to bless you, and they will announce you. I decree today is accident free, sorrow free, disappointment free. Today is testimony full for you, joy full, promotion full, divine appointment full, and glory full for you in Jesus' name. As we prepare to round up the podcast, I must say happy birthday to all celebrants born on this date in history, and congratulations to those having their wedding anniversaries. God bless you and fill your life with testimonies, abundance, joy, and glory in the name of Jesus. Remember, child of God, Hallelujah Every Day is 4 years old this week, and we thank all our listeners and those who have helped to keep the podcast on air in the last 4 years. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for your giving, for supporting in footing the bills of the daily podcast. God bless you richly and reward you. Please like and subscribe to all our pages across all social media platforms to give us a rating and, of course, a boost. Remember to connect with us today, 12:30 noon Nigeria time, for the Hallelujah Lunch Break prayer meeting. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, the podcast is all about the gospel of Jesus, touching lives for a positive impact and, of course, change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful week in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat, or call +234 8067 013 664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.